From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia is mourning the victims of Sunday's deadly plane crash. President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide day of mourning Monday for the 92 people, including a popular military choir, on board the plane that plunged into the Black Sea Sunday. Putin said he is expressing condolences to families of the citizens who died in the plane crash in the Black Sea, and he has ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He added that everything will be done to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after leaving the resort town of Sochi, bound for an airbase in Syria. Authorities say some bodies have been recovered. There is no indication what might have caused the crash. There was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories, saying he ordered his government to withhold $8 million to five UN institutions. Netanyahu called the U.S. abstention and the resolution itself shameful, in his words, and he said his government would ignore its provisions. Pope Francis urged peace around the world as he made his traditional Christmas address Sunday. Speaking from St. Peter's Basilica, Francis spoke of those suffering through the Syrian war and urged the international community to find a negotiated solution to the conflict. Francis also spoke of the victims of terrorism following the truck attack in Berlin that left 12 dead and dozens injured. This is VOA News. Speaking of the Pope added that Israelis and Palestinians, he urged them to have the courage and determination to write a new page of history where hate and revenge would give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding and harmony. The Palestinian Authority is hosting a large number of visitors for Christmas celebrations in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Robert Berger is there, and he filed this report.
Pace.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
A powerful typhoon has made landfall in the eastern Philippines. The Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Nakhtin, with gusts of 235 kilometers per hour, struck Sunday evening on a remote island. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters are warning about possible huge waves, floods, and landslides. Nakhtin is expected to reach densely populated areas of the Philippines, including the capital Manila, in the coming hours through Monday. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he intends to dissolve his charitable foundation, which is currently under investigation in New York State, in an effort to avoid any conflicts of interest before he takes office next month. Trump gave no timeline for closing the Donald J. Trump Foundation, but a spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office told Reuters news agency the president-elect cannot shutter the foundation while the investigation is ongoing. In October, the New York Attorney General ordered Trump's charitable foundation to immediately stop soliciting contributions because it was not registered in the state to seek public donations. And European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror attack at a Christmas market in Berlin, are on high alert as Christians gather at Europe's churches and cathedrals to celebrate the Christmas holiday. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.